Caterpillar, and they don't bid on something, and John Deere does. I don't, John Deere's turned in a bid, and I don't just come out of the clear blue sky and say that I want Caterpillar, so I'm making a motion that we approve Caterpillar. I mean, that, those kind of things are what sets this county in a difficult situation. And I know, Sheila, that you know that I'm right. And so I, when you sit in this seat and you have to make this decision, you'll make the same decision that I have made, because there are legal ways to do things and there's things to try to slide by. And this is black and white.
And I will say, the reason that, to my knowledge, of having been working for the county for 17 years, that you only have one bid, is because when the two papers bid before, the low bid is not accepted, and they want the higher bid. So the other paper felt there was no need to bid anymore. And that's just a statement. That's a fact. That's on record.
I'd like to just add one comment regarding the difference reasoning between rebidding and exercising a clause. These renewal clauses are put in here for the strict purpose of saving the county money. And obviously when these contracts go out for signature, both sides agree to that and they understand that. Actually, these bid samples are included, or the contract samples rather, are included when I put out a bid. So every vendor, whether it's this or whether it's Caterpillar, like you said, every vendor who looks at a bid reads the sample contract, and they understand that when they put their pricing in, that that pricing could be for two full years. So that's the advantage, and that's what I've worked with legal, to put these types of clauses in here. And normally, it expedites us to get the best pricing and cement that pricing in for another year. You know, the bid process does that too, but obviously when we have a vendor who's committed in writing by their signature, as I have copies here, that they know that they would be good for another full year to honor that pricing. So that's the only reason I'm here this morning, to answer any questions you might have on that process.
You don't know what's going to be. The bid could come in lower. It's just like the one that I deal with is our outside auditor. And we actually write that, I think, for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, we write several of them up for multiple years, yeah.
And sometimes it's a real advantage, but I know that there's a possibility that could come in less money if we bid it next year. Even this one that's here could bid less money. We don't know. I know that happened one time in our bank bid. I was kind of concerned if we went out early. So I don't know. Is there any harm to the county if we bid? Yes, that would be my question.
I don't know either. That's a good question. I know when I do have to place ads with the Times as well by law on Sole Source, and they do charge twice as much as this. They charge $6 a line, and this bid is for $3 a line. So that's one measuring tool to use when you're determining whether or not to put something out for bid again, hopefully to get lower prices. If we had 5 or 6 different vendors like we do in other areas, then it's a no-brainer. Yeah, then we put stuff out of bid and hopefully get lower prices. But
what is the – I mean, you – this whole process has put me in a difficult situation to ask some very difficult questions. And whenever we have to ask a question about how much has the Times charged us last year when we had to use them, I mean, Donna went out for elections throughout the entire county. Was it anywhere close to the amount that the Branson Tri-Lakes News charged the county? And the answer to that question is no, it wasn't anywhere close. They charged us twice as much. So it makes no, I mean, I have nothing to make me want to change my mind on this issue, because of that very thing. We don't have a major election this next year. So I mean, they're trying to act like it's something between me and the Branson Tri-Lakes News, there's a lot of things that I could say to that issue, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going by the what we have before us.
So if we don't approve this today, what does it go out for bid then? Is that what happens?
No, it would expire, and then any charges that we have as we continue to run publications would accumulate to a certain level, and once it reaches the bid limit, we stop running those publications until we put a new bid out, or you can tell me to put a new bid out right now, or you can renew this. That's the options.
When does it expire?
The end of this year. That's why we're doing it today. This one, on newspaper services, expires right on here, December 31st. And so does the other one.
That's something you might want to consider going forward, is making sure that you don't have any contracts that expire at the end of the year, because you may have this same type of situation again, and it does create some conflict.
What's your question? Well, this is just the way it's been for 10, 12 years, you know, on newspaper services, yeah. On other stuff that I have complete control over, no, I don't. Yeah, I stagger it all, yeah. Yeah.
So, just so I understand, if this thing expires, then it goes out for bid. Is that right?
No, you tell me to put it out for bid. I had a bid ready to go on this when this came up, to exercise the renewal clause on that. And it makes sense because it locks the pricing in for another year, another full year. If we put it back out for bid again, no telling what we're going to get back, you know, what pricing we get back. But frankly, with everything happening that was going on, I didn't even know this had this clause in here to renew it for a year. I just automatically put the newspaper services bid out every year. It's the only one I do 100%.
Ron, and you did exactly what you're supposed to do. Here's the problem. And it could happen. And you think about silliness that goes on in the county commission, and the silliness that goes on in the county is if you put it back out for bid and neither company turns in a bid, then where you set? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is totally ridiculous. We have the opportunity for a renewal that was put out for a renewal for the other newspaper at the same way. This is a fair bidding process, but if you put it out for bid, and for the last 2 years, I believe, we haven't received a bid from one newspaper. So what if you put it out for bid, or the commission asked you to put it out for bid, and you don't receive a bid? Those are the kind of things that make these, that's the reason the contracts are written up the way they are. Yep. That's the reason the attorneys recommend that you go ahead and exercise the right for renewal. That's the reason that we do on every other thing that we do. We just got through doing the septic system, and we exercise that right because of a good process to the same company 2 years in a row.
Mechanic services, yep.
Mechanic services, yep. The septic services, the 2 prior years, this is no different. This is strictly... Well, I'm not going to even say it. I might be the only man on this commission when it gets three up here that's got guts enough to say what's right.
I think it needs to go out for bid.
Is that what you want me to do?
That's what I want. But.
Okay.
My motion failed for a second. A failure of a second.
One second. Yeah. That being the case, then I'll formally request the commission for direction on the fact that this particular renewal request that's on the agenda is not passed if the county commission directs me to put newspaper services back out for bid again, as well as election publications. Both items are expiring at the end of this year. And I'll be happy to put those back out for bid if that's what you want.
You'll have to wait and get a motion from the other. The presiding can't request it because he's not got a vote from me. You'll have to wait till you get another commissioner present, and he can verify that you go back out for bid. You can't, just one person can't set up here and direct.
Okay.
And make a motion to do something. I mean, I'm just trying to follow a little bit of state statute. Seems like there seems to be other people that wants to follow a little bit of favoritism. So that's the word.
Okay, I will confer with Nikki and let her know about this, and I'll be ready to put out for bid when I hear from you guys. Thank you.
Notice of renewal for 2017 Economic Development Project. I have a letter here dated from Frank Cotty for the notice of contract renewal by the existing agreement with the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce. It's to be renewed from January 1st, 2017 and ending December 31st, 2017.
Is that for the $50,000?
Yeah, that's it.
And it's with who? The way this is posted here is I can't. It's with the tank.
Branson Lakes Area Chamber.
Yeah. It's approval. Make a motion for approval of the economic development project contract between Taney County and the Branson Tri Lakes Chamber of Commerce in the amount of $50,000.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We're going to recess and we'll be in executive session upstairs for our 610.021.3 personnel.